Welcome into Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening as a bit of a rolling story flavored program tonight as we preview the Norsemen getting ready to play in the state baseball tournament starting tomorrow as they take on the Durant Wildcats in the two-way quarterfinals at 1:30. Our first guest on the line is the head baseball coach of the Rolling Story Norsemen, Chris Hill, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, Quinn, thanks for the opportunity.
So as we take a look, last time we talked to you, you guys were heading into the the home stretch of the regular season. Quite a bit of good competition to face off with. For I would say a majority of it, your team held the standard that they had played to all year long. I know, especially towards that end of June, first week of July stretch, they were battling maybe some bumps and bruises, some minor injuries, getting guys rested. But obviously, the postseason, it looked like everybody was rearing and ready to go for postseason play. But just look at how the team is faring, maybe health wise, and just in terms of the long season. Just how do the players feel right now here after after the sub-state round?
Yeah, the long season that ends up being about a 6 week sprint. But yeah, we got into that last week. We had a few little aches. Aiden Fry rested his leg the last week of the season. And then Colin Willis kind of gave us a little bit of a scare as well after the Gilbert games. He was supposed to start one of the Newman games for us, and came up and said he was feeling something in his upper elbow bicep area. And I said, well, we're just going to shut down for a while. And then, we'll see where you're at, going into next week. And turned out to be something very minor. He got back up doing some bullpens that following week, and he's built up now, and, he's going to take the mound for us, tomorrow at state. So he's fully all the way built up, and, everybody else is healthy as well too. Aiden's back to full strength. We had a good practice this morning, and they're ready to roll.
And looking at that sub-state run, obviously you start off with the second round win over Greene County, an opponent that you guys have seen a couple of times already in conference play. Follow that up, get an Ogden team that was riding a hot streak coming into that district final, and you took care of business. Your offense was clicking on all cylinders in that game, and then especially in the sub-state final against Pocahontas area, just even though I wasn't able to see it with my own eyes, it definitely looked from afar this team was locked in, ready to go, holding a very good Pocahontas honest lineup to just four hits, and that's a credit to pitching and defense as well. Just that sub-state run, what impressed you the most about how your team was able to compete and handle themselves in that sub-state run?
Yeah, you're right. It's the defense and pitching, I think, is a staple that we've always put a lot of our weight on, and it was in play that night. I think we had two double plays. We held them from getting a runner beyond second base at any point of time. Credit a lot of that to Reese, but then again, guys up the middle made plays. We also had the timely hits that you want in postseason. I think the top of our order was able to produce three of our runs, and then we were able to get another one out of a first and third delay steal where they threw through, and our runner on third got a good enough read to be able to get home. And that's where we got our four runs. So You expect the production out of the top of your lineup. Both times we were able to lead off with our leadoff hitter. It resulted with runs when Aiden was able to lead off two in the first with a really good timely hit by Braden. And then in the fourth, we got back around the top of that order, and we were able to get a run in off of a ground ball that got us to 3-0. And man, sometimes that can give you a lot of breathing room when you're throwing and when you're pitching well and playing good defense. And we were able to ride that out.
And taking a look ahead, obviously, to this week, first time this program's been back to the state tournament since 2015, just over a decade. You open up with Durant coming up on Tuesday at 1:30, a Durant team that, for those that follow baseball, baseball around the state, Durant has got a pretty salty squad. They got one of the top players in Class 2A in Colby Gass that I'm sure that there's been a lot of attention given to, but by the staff about what he can do, not only as a pitcher, but somebody in the batter's box as well. And just, you know, looking ahead to the challenge of Durant, and just looking ahead to the challenge of, you know, dealing with the lights of the state tournament, in the fanfare and the extracurriculars that come along with it. Just how do you feel this team has prepared for this state tournament, and what are you expecting to see out of Durant coming up tomorrow?
Well, yeah, I mean, and it's every team. Once you get this far, you're 8 of 90, what is it, 96. It's tough. Like to make state in baseball, you're in the top 16%. And that's state. So anybody that's left is really, really good. You get some hot teams, and Durant, you know, you look at them, they are one of the hottest teams in 2A right now, but they were also supposed to be this good. I don't know if they had some issues with soccer or track, late track, or what it was, but they didn't start off the way that they were predicted to start off. I'm pretty sure that they were a preseason rated team. And you're right, Gast is really good. The Sickle kid's really good. I feel like we have a good scout on him. I think we're going to come in with a good approach on how we're going to attack him. We're ready for both guys to be on the mound, but I think it'll probably be Gast that we'll see. So we worked on some lefty things at practice today, and you treat him with the utmost respect, just as you do any opponent in the postseason, because it just your record doesn't matter at that point. And if in Story City at the second round, that was fully in play. I-35 played Ogden twice, beat Ogden twice. They didn't give up a run to Ogden during the regular season, and Ogden comes out and beats them, because that's just what can happen in the postseason. Our guys came in with a good approach against Greene County. Same thing. We've played them twice. They didn't score a run on us the first two times, and we, Kale went out and threw a perfect game, and our guys went out and hit the ball. So, you have to have a level of respect for every team in the postseason, because when you don't, man, you set yourself up for failure in this sport. And I think we're in a good spot. We know we're playing a quality opponent, and we'll see how long we can keep playing baseball.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tomorrow as you guys take on Durant in the first round.
All right, Quinn, thank you.
Yeah, that was Chris Hill, the head baseball coach of the Rolling Story Norsemen, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back talking with Rolling Story utility and third baseman Chance Georges coming up next here on 95.7 FM.